I love movies. Gosh, I love movies. I love watching them, and I love making them.
Welcome back, everybody, to the House 6 Movie Podcast, our movie podcast about movies. It's been a while.
We were dead for a while.
Yeah, we all died.
Whoa.
They had to bring us back through, you know, alchemy and circles and stuff like that.
They got the stones and everything.
No, but we've been doing our other show, getting our YouTube channel off the ground. That's good stuff. So go and subscribe there and you'll get even more good stuff. We got trivia. We've talked about shows. We just finished up The Last of Us Season 1, so definitely go check that out. And we do games and anime. So we're just all over the pop culture map. So for House 6, we thought we'd change it up a bit. And we are going to embark on an epic quest. And we'd like to invite you along. So definitely follow along. Give us your opinions. But we are going to review each month the Oscar winner for Best Picture, starting way back in 1929. So let's meet the crew for this journey, our little fellowship of the Golden Statue Man.
Praise the Golden Man.
Oh!
I asked the guys a little question. I asked them to describe this movie. It's called Wings from 1920. Well, it came out in 1927. And I asked them to describe the movie in three words. So are you guys ready for that?
Oh, I am.
Okay, Thomas, go ahead.
Surprising, long, with four O's, and impressive, to be honest.
Okay. Michael?
Why so happy? And I can elaborate, Jared, if you wish.
Beautiful, unethical, dangerous.
Unethical.
True.
Putting that down for my critique of World War One. Unethical. Got it.
I have a feeling that's going to be Jared's answer every movie.
I have a real answer. That was just for fun. Yellow, because it just, it's a yellow, like,
someone
film
peed
grade
on the film.
Long, like Thomas was saying, long. And what was the other one? I don't remember the other one. Planes.
I was going to say, if I did it, goofy drama is mine. So, goofy drama. Put that on the poster.
Oh, yeah. Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Bubbles. Bubbles.
Yeah. Cartoon bubbles.
Okay, a little background for our movie. This is the first... actually, let's go even farther back than the movie, then let's go back to the awards. This is the first Academy Awards took place in May 16th, 1929, at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel in front of an audience of 270 people. So pretty much the audience they get now, right?
The viewership, yes.
Yes. The movies in competition were best films between August 27 or 1927 and July 31st, 1929. Winners were actually announced 3 months before the ceremony, which lasted a whopping 15 minutes. So not like now.
I say, can we bring back that tradition?
They weren't filmed or they weren't on radio, so it's just, you just had to luck out and be one of those guests. Charlie Chaplin and Warner Brothers were awarded honorary awards. Of course, Charlie Chaplin for all the silent films he did. Warner Brothers for doing the first talkie. I forget what it's called right now.
The Jazz Singer.
So they were given an award for just putting that movie out, because it's pretty eventful. The two film categories were Outstanding Picture, which Wings won, and the Best Unique and Artistic Picture. So they had like an indie In the category.
The 1929 Oscars sound a lot better than like nowadays.
Yeah. Wings won over two films. Only three films were nominated. The Racket was one of them in Seventh Heaven. Wings also won for engineering effects. So they didn't have special effects back then. They had actual engineering feats of... Seventh Heaven and Sunrise, A Song of Two Humans won the most awards with three. Huh. All right. So now we get on to the picture. Wings was from Paramount Pictures. It was released in 1927 in New York and stars Charles Buddy Rogers and Clara Bow and Richard Arlen. The movie was directed by William A. Wellman, who would win an Oscar for Best Original Story for the 1937 version of A Star is Born.
Oh, Lord.
Wellman and Arlen both had flight experience in World War I. The film includes an early appearance of Gary Cooper, who would go on to win to become an Oscar winner himself. Wings was the first and only movie from the silent era to win Best Picture, and was first widely it was the first widely released film to include nudity. So there you go.
Oh yeah,
gotta get that PG-13 rating.
The feature, and it also features a same-sex female couple walking through the crowd in Paris. So. Huh. I don't think they caught that, but the movie was filmed in at a San Antonio airfield. The set was very wild, with many babies being conceived on set.
Oh my god!
How long were they filming? Over 9 months.
Yeah, so silent films used to be pumped out like really fast, like in a month.
Apparently, a lot of the pumping was done right there.
Yeah, and this one was like 6 months, so they were they had some time to kill, I guess. Goodness. That's it. And the film was actually lost for many decades until it was rediscovered in 1992.
Whoa.
So
that's kind of one of those things, like, how do you lose that?
How do you lose a print? Well, a lot of fires happen.
Well, I know, but this is Paramount, and it's like, hey, guess what? We have like the first Oscar winner ever. You'd think they would keep that, you know, on hand.
Like, yeah, that fire really kind of lost a lot of films that they had back then. And then just people lose stuff sometimes.
That's nice. All right. Nope. I was going to say, it's nice about digital stuff. And speaking of digital stuff, did you see that somebody, because the Wii U, going off games really fast, the Wii U shop just closed and the guy spent over $22,000 buying every single game on there.
Wii U and 3DS.
Yeah. So you got to preserve this stuff, man. Can't let fire take it.
Put it in a vault.
Yeah, save that.
All right. So let's get into the movie. I think we should address the giant elephant in the room first.
That's rude. I'm sitting right here.
Whoa!
No, I was going to say the music. I actually watched this at work on Wikipedia, so I didn't have any sound.
I didn't have any sound either.
No.
But apparently,
it's on YouTube.
Is it?
I watched it
on Tubi.
Yeah, I watched it on Tubi.
Okay. But apparently, Michael informs me that there was some music in this movie.
Oh my, was it some music? It was in fact the same music over and over again for 2.5 hours is what it was.
Oh my.
It's just like through the dramatic parts, the happy parts, the fun parts, the no parts of nothing happening, the intermission parts, like it's just this carnival. And you're like, oh my god, I was gonna lose my mind. Yeah, it's basically like 5 minutes of track just repeated the entire time, and then it stops, it crescendos, and then it restarts.
I wonder if I watched a more updated one, because it says it's like released through Paramount and everything else like that, and it had like an actual soundtrack.
Oh,
so.
That would have been
I'll send you guys the link. It's actually in the public domain now. It's old enough that it's aged out.
Yeah, so, this movie's in the public domain now.
Yeah.
So as of last year. So
I'll send it to you guys. I actually enjoyed the music because the musical cues were actually pretty good. But I think Michael just got somebody who just like
it was literally like freaking
like entry of the gladiator there.
The what the heck is he called? The Six Flags guy. Jesus. Yeah, that was basically it the whole time.
So there you go. You got three options for this movie. You can do it like me and Jared, silence. You can go with Michael and his carnival music. You go with Thomas with actual like score.
Score. I got lucky. Holy crap.
Yeah. And it sounds like I would probably enjoy it more silently than what Michael had to go through. Okay, so let's get to the beginning. The movie starts with like this toy plane looking thing flying around. And then we meet our protagonist. His name is Jack. And he's kind of like laying on the floor, just like, I don't know what he's doing. He's like, I really want to be a pilot or something like that. What are you guys' thoughts on Jack? Because I thought he was kind of a douchebag.
I didn't.
He was like,
he's got to be the dumbest protagonist that's ever existed. and why my description of this movie is why so happy is he is a part of awful things, does awful things, and he's got the biggest smile on his face the whole flipping time. Like, he has sad moments and he gets up and is like, Mary! And she goes off, you're like, what are you doing? He's just, I mean, nothing phases this guy. He just lets it brush off his shoulder the entire movie. I'm like, dude, you're a different kind of being, man. The 20s were different.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand this dude. Like, we'll talk about it later when the scene comes up, but man.
Well, wow. In the beginning, there's a scene where like David and his girlfriend are like on a swing, and Jack just comes and like grabs her and takes her away.
I think it was Rose, right?
I saw that it was with an S.
Yeah. Sylvia,
there you go.
Oh, okay.
That shot didn't make sense to me. The one you're talking about, like how the camera's going with it, was the most like unsettling shot because he's like slowly getting closer in the scene as he's running up behind him. But it's like the whole movie's like in 1.5 speed, so he's just and you're like, oh my god.
Well, like the makeup and everything else make it like look like Nosferatu's like creeping up behind them. So it's like,
it was a disorienting shot.
Yeah. So stop me if I like skip a scene that you want to talk about. I'm gonna try to remember all of them. I actually got the video pulled up so I can kind of fast forward. So Jack kind of through Jack we meet a female lead, Clara Bow's character Mary. She's kind of like a tomboyish kind of. She's just like obsessed. she's obsessed with just Jack.
Point.
I mean, is there such thing as a female simp? Because she's definitely.
That's a simpet. So
simpet.
So Jack's like building a car, and then they talk about how like he saved her from like a burning building or something, but regretted it after.
I was just like, okay, one, you're casually like, you know, I just saved people, and two is like, I shouldn't have done it.
So I guess that's where her love comes from. She kind of. She's grateful that he saved her.
Thinking it meant way more than it actually did to
him. Yeah. I don't know. This actress, sometimes she's like pretty, and then other times she's like a clown. I was going to say the same
thing.
It's the eyebrow. It's the drawn on eyebrows that go all the way to here,
it's
man.
It's the makeup. It's like,
like they're literally drawn past the tips of her eyes.
Yeah, like, you can definitely tell when it's like extra makeup. You're just like, oh,
because later on when she's like in the uniform, I'm like, oh, she's kind of cute.
Yeah,
and then every other scene, I'm like, oh, oh.
I just couldn't get past the eyebrows. They're throwing me off. It's like you're trying to draw a circle around the face, but they just only did half of it. It's like, why? But
so eventually we meet the other star of the movie, which is Dave. He is kind of a rival for Jack's girl. They both like this girl, but he actually has a chance with her. she doesn't even like Jack.
I don't blame her.
Yes, but
And so they go through kind of that courtship, but then they go to they're talking about how they're getting shipped off to the Air Force.
Yes. Oh.
And Dave, yes. We get the scene where like he's talking to his parents, and his parents is like love him and want him to come back. And he's like remembering this teddy bear he had. So I'm like, oh, okay, he's got a teddy bear. But no, it's like this tiny little action figure or something like that. I don't know. They're like a rich family, and that's all they can afford for like a teddy bear.
It's like smaller than the palm of his hand.
Yeah. So they talk about like how he's going to take it to war with him, and like he'll bring it back for the mom because he wants to come back safely.
And then they do a overly aggressive makeout sesh with him and his mom. Oh, yeah. In my opinion, I was like, whoa, they're going in. It's not just like a quick like love you mom bye, like, you know, it's like they went full hands on back of neck and in there. I was like, oh my Lanta.
Yeah, they get like they weren't afraid to kiss in this movie. We'll get to another kissing scene, but okay, so the guys end up in the Air Force. Well, there's this other like comic relief guy. He's Dutch.
Yeah, Dutch. You
should
all,
bloody Dutch.
We should all or we should ship you guys off until the war is over.
And everyone's like, oh, this guy's like German. We hate him, but he's Dutch. Because he's got the
American flag. I'm sorry, when he like started flexing it and started waving it, I almost turned off the movie. I was like, okay, this is stupid.
That was so alarming looking. I couldn't. It was like someone was just under him doing like flapping it with their fingers or whatever. But it's like that. Like I said, the 1.5 speed, and so it's just. And I was like, please stop. Like whose idea was? I know we'll have a tattoo and make it look like the flag is waving. Like just unsettling.
The bloody Dutch, man.
So also in that scene is the nudity part. Comes in pretty early. I was watching on network at Wikipedia. Like, whoa!
It's the 20s. It's okay.
It's homework.
It's a historical artifact. It's homework.
I'm preserving media.
So it is just... It takes place in a different room, so they don't focus on it, but it's basically a bunch of guys' butts. They're getting physicals, so you see butts, man. You see butts.
Butts are everywhere.
Apparently,
man.
Joseph is shocked by these butts. He can't even talk.
Butts are
I wasn't
all
expecting
us.
It in the first Oscar movie.
What do you think won him that Oscar, Joseph?
I think you could compare this to Top Gun. Top Gun, there's a little man love going on.
That and Triple R with like the bromance that happens over war.
That is a pure love, sir. There is no lust there. Okay, there's lust from us, but not from them. Okay, maybe a little bit from them.
So like Top Gun, we get a lot of training scenes. There's like a boxing scene between like the two skinniest dudes I've ever seen box. This was under flyweight.
I did like that. It's like, you don't throw a haymaker like that. It's like this way, then bam.
Yeah, these guys weren't even in featherweight. So we eventually get to Gary Cooper's scene, which is like 5 minutes. I think his name is White, Officer White or something like that. So he comes in and they're like, you got a new bunk mate. Yeah, because Jack and Dave kind of become friends. They fight, but then they're like, oh, we're going to go through this together, I guess.
Smash his hat, man.
Yeah, he did smash his hat. Weird. That was a jerk, man. The guy's a jerk.
I would have words.
So they meet Gary Cooper, and like, that guy's awesome. He must have a good look charm. He's like, no, I don't believe in that crap. And then he takes off and crashes immediately.
I like when he walks by and he's like, what do you got there, a bear? And he's like, yeah, everyone has a look-a-look charm. He's like, no, I'm me.
There's a letter. I don't remember where this comes in, so I'll just say it here. But Sylvia writes Dave a letter, and she's like, I told Jack that I like him, but I don't really like him. because she, in an earlier scene, Jack kind of just steals this this necklace from her, because she was putting a picture of her for Dave, and Jack just comes and steals it. And so he carries that through the war and thinks it's his good luck charm, and that he's got a girl waiting for him when he gets back, but nope. girls, just be honest with guys. If you don't like them, just tell them.
It hurts way less in the long run.
Don't make them go to war with your picture.
And guys, don't be a Jack.
don't be a Jack.
Okay, so we get to the war. They get to be pilots. I like how they wake them up like in the middle of the night. Hey, you're on dawn patrol. Okay. No warning at all. It's like, get up, get in your plane. So they get to the first mission, and there's kind of this Red Baron type flying ace. And he just like hands them their lunch, man. He kicks their butts in the air. at one point, he's gonna like kill one of them, but the guy's got his gun jammed, and like
that was weird. They like had
there's
that, like,
honor in the Knights of the Sky,
yeah, in the Knights of the Sky, and then he just goes meow and zooms off the other direction. I was like, oh, I guess that's a we're cool, dude. Like, I don't know.
Insult to injury, because could have killed him, but nope.
Is this the scene where we first see someone get shot, and it's kind of alarming because he's just talking about blood,
puking blood down his chest? Yeah.
So they get shot, and they kind of like grab, but there's not a
hole. They're fine there, and they pull down their collar, and then comes
and
the
then blood just like. Okay, so they get through that. And then we're told that they get more and more experience. They get some experience on their belts, and they go on this big mission where there's like this giant biplane, man. It's got like a crew of four. This thing's huge. It's a bomber.
The bomber.
They call it the Dragon. So it starts like attacking a town where their base is. And Mary has been enlisted as an ambulance driver, and like the first thing she does is drive over people.
Yep.
Runs over our troops, and they're like, oh, you're kind of cute, I guess that's okay that you ran me over.
I'll get over it, it's fine.
It's 1914, man. It's like, you know, broken leg, could be worse.
Walk it off,
man. We don't have any kind of health care at all.
This car couldn't have been that heavy back then, right?
Probably would still suck.
I like they were made of plastic or anything.
I don't think that's one of the questions. It's like, you know what, it could have been heavier, but
So they get through this battle. Trying to remember what the battle's like, but
they
bomb
the crap out of that town.
Yeah.
Mary's like diving under the trying not to die herself. Like, where everyone ditches and she's just by herself in the middle. It was cool. I will say it was really cool effects, though. The actual visuals of the bomb for being, you know, 1929 or whatever, when 27 you said this came out. But the actual visuals of everything blowing up, I was like, it's actually very, really impressive of how it turned out.
The actual dogfights were kind of cool.
Yeah, true.
Because it looked like, I don't know if it was real, like, World War One footage, but kind of looked like it. So it
there was
cool.
One that looked kind of funky because it was like they were gonna crash into each other. It looked like they paused and then they like pushed two planes together. It's like, instead of them actually like flying together.
Yeah. Like anytime they would go down, gentle. They had a little like fire animation on the back of it. Like,
that was actually kind of cool, and it was actually like more yellow than the yellow film for some reason. So
it's true, it was like there was like weird colors in this black and white film. So they become heroes after this battle. They get medals from the French general. And man, does that man love him some kissing.
Dude, I was like,
nice
did they
and
look
prolonged.
Did they look uncomfortable? Because I was uncomfortable. They're just like, hi.
At first, I thought he was like whispering in their ear for a moment. I was like, "Oh no, he's just going in for some long pecs."
He's even got that. He's even got that full beard too.
Which yeah, he looks like Fidel Castro.
I would just like no. He Mr. likes General, some. No.
You don't want that general to nuzzle up next to you, Thomas, and just gentle rub
neck beard rub.
Oh man, maybe if it was like. He likes himself some American cheek.
That's what they call it, huh?
Okay, so they win that battle. They come heroes, and they get some shore leave. They get to spend some time in Paris, and this is where the film gets goofy.
And kind of cool.
Jack has a chariot race with Theodore Roosevelt-looking dude. So Jack's living it up, man. He gets drunk at this party. And I was reading Wikipedia, and the actor was actually drunk during this.
Really?
That does not surprise. He looks like plastered.
And I think it was like his first time ever drinking. He never drank before, so he was like all drunk on champagne. man, and he does get drunk. and then we get the bubble scene, as Jared was saying.
This is where the movie was like, we need to like turn this off when he's like shaking things.
Yeah.
Well, you forgot about that really cool panning shot, the one take, the zoom in.
The one thing I've ever seen from this movie anywhere else. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is where this is from. It's a very cool
shot. I do like though it's kind of limited in the technology that they're all going like, oh, like flying back from when the camera's just going in between them. They're just like obviously going.
Dodge.
It's a cool shot. I think it was done on a crane, if I had to guess.
I was wondering, yeah. I don't know if they're like had tables on wheels and once they're out of the frame pulled it or if it was hung.
It said they put a camera on like a some kind of like broomstick or something like that, and then
yeah. Cause I was just like, I don't think it's being moved below because there's too much around it, but
yeah.
It's kind of cool considering that the camera was the size of like my desk.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So people are like, oh my God. It's coming in.
That's probably why they're going like
Jared, do you have more to say on the bubble scene?
No, I don't think
just Jack like being Jack.
It was like the live action version of when Dumbo gets drunk and it was
I never saw the live action version.
Wasn't cute.
The cartoons like, version's so funny. Like I laugh so hard whenever like the little mouse guy does get drunk. Mm-hmm. He's just singing.
Are you talking about Dumbo? I was just like,
yeah, Dumbo.
I was like, what is? I don't remember the mouse. Did the teddy bear come alive?
I just wasn't expecting it, and it was very off-putting. Yeah, I didn't like this.
I didn't either. We should mention that Mary is there. They're handing out orders to go back because shore leave got canceled. They're gonna have a big battle. So Mary steals one of the papers from the guy, from one of the officers, because she wants to tell Jack to go back. And she's like broken hearted because Jack's smooching up with the French girls. I mean, it's Paris. They're in the military. What do you expect?
It's allowed. It's fine.
Wartime roles are different.
Who is the lady she talks to?
I know. She talks to... There's like a dress...
Oh, that crazy lady?
The witch?
It just seemed like she was like in a closet and then just came out and was like, let me tell you some things. And then went back to her closet.
I thought she was like a part of her like imagination or something because she's literally just like waiting there for her to appear. I'm like...
I thought I missed something because I was like, where did this person come from? Why is she talking to her?
She's like a bathroom attendant or something like that. And she's like, dude, you got to show the goods if you want this guy. So she gets dressed. She gets into a dress to try to kind of seduce Jack into doing the right thing. She steals Jack from the French girl somehow.
Bubbles.
Yeah, she had the better bubble. And then she takes him back to his apartment, and he's like just drunk out of his mind. He's passes out and she's like crying.
He's like shaking the bedboard and stuff like that. He's shaking everything and bubbles are coming
out. More bubbles come out.
She's crying over him. I don't get this about all movies where the women like cry over the guy, like, love me, darn it, love me.
I can't, doll.
And then she finds the note. She finds the note. The chain. The chain that he wears with the picture. And I guess there's a note on there. She's like, man, she's gonna like throw away the paper, his orders, so he gets in trouble. Then she overcomes that and decides not to. And then some people come and interrupt her and like, the heck are you doing here? This is actually a scene that I recognize from like history, you know, videos and stuff like that, is when they kind of interrupt her and she's like shocked. That's kind of a scene I've always seen before. There's actually female nudity in this part.
And two very creepy gentlemen.
That one dude's shocked and like he can't look away.
There. Apparently you can see her toplessness.
My God.
When she's changing. But I don't know, you'd have to be one of those guys that go through frame to frame.
Yeah, you have to pause really, really quickly.
So Jack, I guess, sobers up for the big push, they call it. Him and Dave kind of have a falling out because Dave's like, dude, I'm going to die. Take my teddy bear or something like that. and Jack's like, man, no, you're not. And then they fight because Dave's like, Sylvia doesn't even love you.
Strong words.
Is that why they fight?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's like,
because he's about to show him that letter and then he keeps deciding not to.
Okay. So they gotta go into this big battle. But they're not on good terms and it's kind of sad. Dave forgets his teddy bear. And the Dutch guy, I think it's the Dutch guy, but he's like, no, come back.
You forgot your teddy.
So we get to the big battle. This is kind of cool. There's kind of some cool shots in this. This movie doesn't shy away from like
the gore of
like what it can do for military violence. There's a scene where like a guy is just like in battle shock, sitting on the side of the road, and he like gets shot, and the guy goes over and is like, all right, time to go, and he finds out he's dead, and they just kind of leave him in a ditch.
As you do.
There's balloons in this scene.
The Zeppelins. Oh my God.
Germans are chilling in these balloons with their beer and smokes. as the Germans would do, I guess. So their first mission is to take out these balloons, which they do. And the people in the balloons like jump out because they're getting shot out. So they got to jump out of there. And then they get into some dogfighting. Jack is on a tear because he wants to kill everything because of what's happened between him and Dave. Dave has to like fight off two guys that are going after Jack and he gets shot down. This is a pretty cool scene where he's like behind enemy lines now.
This is what reminded me of Top Gun.
Yeah, a lot of Maverick.
Yeah.
So he's got to figure out his way back. Some guys chase him into a river, trying to shoot him and stuff. He eventually steals a plane, a German plane, which I thought wasn't a great idea because, like, how do you tell everyone else that you're flying an enemy plane? It tragically ends the way it should because Jack sees this German plane flying and Dave is just, like, crying out to him, hey, it's me, it's me. He's just like,
oh. Why do you think he, like, shot him down? He's like, oh. It's you,
my chance, freaking Jack.
Oh, he was in a German plane.
How was I supposed to know, Sylvia?
It's like I couldn't see him.
So poor Dave gets shot down, and he lands on this poor widow with her daughter that's like praying, and just lands on her house.
Could have aimed anywhere else, jerk.
What's the Oh, it's from Buzz Lightyear of Star Command. They're like trying to get Buzz to come out of hiding with like with their super weapon. He's like, target the planet of widows and orphans. Like, you fiend. It's like, is this what they're talking about?
So Jack's like, cool, I shot down this guy, and he's like running up to the house, and the widow eventually comes out and's like, can you go tend to this guy? It's like his last moment. So Jack's gonna go in there. Not before he steals some war swag, I should say. But he goes in there and he's, to his shock, it's Dave that's dying on the table. And then the two share an intimate moment.
I like before that when he's like, oh, I'll go get help, you're fine. And the guy's like, no, he's dead. He's like, yeah. Just stay here.
Yeah, it's a pretty dramatic scene with him dying and Jack
caressing each other's faces. About to say,
not with the music I had.
Did it play during this?
Yes, the whole time. He's like bawling his eyes out. It's just like you expect the clowns to roll in after him.
He did cry. He cried a lot. Lance, a big one on Dave.
He was straight up like, I don't know how you say it, not cuddling, but just like in.
Yeah.
Holding him,
he like enveloped in him
such an intimate embrace. I'm just like, okay.
Wikipedia says this is debated, is if this is like the first LBG kiss in cinema history.
That's what they're debating. I'm debating David and his mom's like going at it. So it's like, no, oh, there's some other questionable kisses in here.
A lot of firsts in this movie.
Yes.
groundbreaking. I almost said brown breaking.
What does that mean? So Jack goes home. There's a big like parade. But he's kind of bummed out.
He's just a little sad.
Sad. He goes back to the parents, has to deliver the bad news.
You mean the vampires?
Yeah. It was pretty scary.
Glide up to him.
The dude in the wheelchair, when he sees or hears the bad like news, his face does this weird like a burp of sadness. It is
a burp of sadness.
They were dude, scary,
was, like,
dude.
When he was like being wheeled in, he's just like,
and they're like perfectly straight up, both moving side by side without any
vertical. It's like, okay.
Oh man.
She tells him because they talk, and he kind of says it was my fault. And she's like, I want to hate you, but I don't hate you.
It's not your fault, Jack.
Yeah, it's not your fault, Jack.
You're so dumb. It's not your fault.
It's yeah. You're too dumb to hate.
So Jack gets off the hook and he goes and visits Mary. And for some reason, he's like, yeah, you know what? Fine. Let me love you.
Well, no, he's like, so there's this night in Paris where I was drunk.
Oh, yeah, he does
I went home
that.
With this random
I'll
lady.
Never see that girl again.
And she's like cool with it. She's like, oh, that's me. But
she's like, what happened to the war? Happened in the war. It's like yeah. Vegas, baby.
Even though it happened to me. yeah, and that's pretty much how the movie ends, right? Am I missing mm-hmm. anything?
No, that's
poor Sylvia. She gets like
Jake kills her boyfriend that decides yeah, he doesn't want to be with her.
It's
well.
Like in the end, it's like, well, she's alone. Okay.
On that swing to this day.
Still swinging.
Just there. It's like,
oh man,
what a movie. Man, this movie. I enjoyed the movie. I gotta say, I enjoyed it, except for the bubble scene. It's like Jared. I
man,
like
that was hard to watch.
But I thought it was good. I thought there was a lot of good shots. I was a little worried when in the first. When the opening where the toy plane is like hovering around, I was like, oh crap, is this what it's gonna be like?
Gonna look like?
Look at these startling visual effects.
But no, I think the effects were actually pretty good in this, like you were saying about the planes and stuff, which I think they did use real planes. And, Because the director, like I said, had flight experience, so he was determined to get this right.
I will shoot you guys down if need be.
I thought the story was pretty good. It's not groundbreaking now in this year because I've seen a lot of stories like this, but back then I could see that this would appeal to a lot of people. It does have that old-timey cheesiness between Mary and Jack, I think. The romance is pretty cheesy, but I think it works. It is a drama, but a goofy drama, like I said in the beginning. What are you guys' final thoughts on this?
Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Oh, Darius going first. Never mind.
It was too long. Too much bubbles.
It was 2 hours and 19 minutes, I believe.
I hated Jack. Dave was cool. Dave was all right, I guess. But
Dave was creepy.
Dave was kind of creepy. His face
was a little creepy.
He's robotic.
But...
like he's probably a Terminator.
I'll definitely say it wasn't like it was entertaining the whole time. It's just it's gonna be a rough decades before I get happy.
Michael, you want to go?
Yeah, I'm kind of with just like the I think the enjoyment from the movie came from the scenes that were like creative and well shot or just impressive. Like I said, that town, them bombing that town, I just thought was really impressive for the time. And yeah, like the airplane shots, I was super confused. I was like, did they actually do this? And like all, and you saying that, I remember reading that he based the movie on his World War One experiences, and I was like, hopefully that's not the relationships and it's more, you know, the actual planes and stuff, because he's not like, you know, stealing women's boyfriends and then shooting them. But who knows? Or really obsessed with bubbles.
This is my confession.
but the characters themselves were just just that kind of like outlandishness that I can't really see too much value. I will say, like, the plot itself I actually enjoyed it. I didn't expect him to shoot him. Like, I didn't expect that. Whenever I came up to that point, you're like, oh, I see where this is going, but I didn't expect them to actually lead into that. I don't know why. Because I guess it's a very straightforward story till that point. So I enjoyed that. I like that kind of turn. And then, just really the visuals, I feel, is what kept me through this. And at some point, I think the trance of the caravan song just kind of put me zoned in, and I was just like, yeah, it's more.
Finally start seeing bubbles
after probably the 567th crescendo of this song. It said the end, and I was like, oh my god. But not bad. Not, don't ever want to watch it again, but yeah. I'm glad I watched it.
Thomas,
way too long. This could have been edited down probably like 40 minutes, and we're like, you know what, we got this. I didn't really see the point of Mary, really. She didn't do anything. I don't even think she transported guys in the ambulance.
She ran him over and delivered a note.
On a technical, like, look at it, it's pretty impressive for 1927, considering that film hadn't been around for like 30 years. And the fact that planes had only been around for 24 years. So the fact that they were able to do this, that's pretty cool. I think they were shooting live ammo in those Lewis guns, by the way.
I was going to say, I wonder if anyone died during making this.
I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised, because I was like, that's...
say anything.
It seems like they would extremely dangerous.
They wouldn't.
I know, it was back then. They probably wouldn't say anything.
Oh, no, he died of typhoid. But no, it was interesting. Like, the actual story is, you know, I would say it's dated, but duh. So
yeah.
It's kind of like
not
one of those,
back then.
Yeah. Well, it's like the same thing I had for, what was it, the Northmen or whatever. It's like, oh yeah, it's like Revenge Tales. Like, well, yeah, considering it's back in the 900s, it's like this probably hadn't happened yet. So whatever. So I mean, I was happy that I watched it. I've never seen this before outside of like clips, like the Dolly shot is like really famous, and like Michael's like, oh yeah, that shot. So it was kind of cool though, like a bit of history. Not sad that I saw it. I probably won't see it again. course, who knows? It might be lost to time now. Who knows?
I'm just going to sit all of you down and we're going to just listen to the soundtrack of it. The one I listened to.
For 2 hours?
For 2 hours?
Did it ever occur to you to turn it off?
It did, but I was like, I'm already 47 minutes is like at that point. I was like, I got to go the rest of the way with this because I'm curious if it ever.
He's like,
I was genuinely curious. I was like, there's going to be a sad moment. And I'm curious if they change it. They did not.
He's like, maybe at hour one, they'll change the soundtrack.
Oh, came. That reminds me. There was a. Did you guys have a glitched part in your movie? I hit a point where I had to fast forward like 30 seconds because it was stuck on like frames going between the two, but it was still like the time was still going, but it was stuck on frames going.
And mine
also had the intermission. I don't know if you guys had that too.
Yeah,
skipped it. There's no point.
Yeah. So I was curious on that glitched part. It was like literally it was like a part of the movie playing, but it was just like. And then finally went to him into playing. I was like, oh, that's
very I didn't weird. Skip it. I peed.
You peed during like, intermission?
I used it for what it was intended for.
I feel like it was Jared, long.
The film purist over here.
It was pretty long because I was like, probably be over in a second. And they kept going, so I skipped it. This is number two silent film for me this year. Because I did watch The Artist, which is an Oscar winner, so we'll talk about that again. I'll let you guys talk about it.
In about 80-something, 90 years?
Yeah, when we're old.
We're reaching retirement now. It's about time we got to hear.
I don't know your guys' history with silent films. For me, it's mostly Chaplin. Metropolis.
Who's the, what's the guy, Buster Keaton?
Yeah, Buster Keaton. There's a cool one that I've seen, and I can't remember who did it. I think it was Bergman or something like that. But it's about this guy who kind of hates his wife. But
that's
then,
all of Bergman's movies.
And he wants to kill her.
Again, that's all of Bergman's movies.
Then he has like a dream where they're just like having this kind of honeymoon experience where they go out on the night and stuff, and so he falls in love with her again. So that's, I can't remember the name of it, but that's kind of like the best silent film I've ever seen. There's also this one about the golem from Jewish lore.
There was a golem in Jewish lore.
No, it's an actual golem. He looks kind of weird because he has like curly hair.
That's where it comes from, Michael.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So golem.
So what about you guys? Do you guys have any experience with silent films?
Not really what I can think of.
I watched a few, like just like random ones that honestly don't really have like names for them. They're just like in compilations. Because a lot of like silent films are only like 10, 15 minutes. And so, I mean, I've watched a few and they're all very, I don't want to say the same, but a lot of them just don't have a lot of plots. They're more like scenes.
Yeah. And
that's it.
What's the moon one that Hugo, like the first...
Voyage to the Moon.
Yeah, I've seen that. I watched that one because of Hugo.
Yeah, I've seen Birth of a Nation, and that is rather shocking. Not gonna
really?
Lie. Yeah, it's kind of weird, but you know,
yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen that one, but I watched bits of the Tolerance movie that he did after that. Jared, any silent film?
Just horror movies like Nosferatu, The Hunchback.
And... There's that real famous German one. Have you seen it? Called like Haxen or something like that.
I'm not sure. Like I just saw that on the list. Sounds familiar, but I'm not sure. And then what's the other one? Oh, that vampire one.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You mean vampire, not Nosferatu. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
That's a not a very good one.
So it's like, no, that's boring as heck.
Yeah.
So sometimes you get creeped out because it's so old, like Nosferatu, and then you get the other ones that are just like, this is ridiculous.
Nosferatu, though, is genuinely creepy. Like,
yeah.
They like we're going to make a horror movie, and I don't know.
Yeah, they did a lot of horror movies. There was a ton of silent films. And it's kind of funny that this is like the only one to win in that era. What were you gonna say, Jared?
Oh, I was just gonna say, and then you get movies like Hunchback, where I'm like bored to tears and just wanna just wanna leave.
Sanctuary. That's a pretty famous one too, Hunchback.
Seen Phantom of the Opera. Is that a silent one? I think it's a silent one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have a silent one too.
I feel like all the silent films I've watched are long, because like, you know how Thomas was just saying, like, they were just like scenes. Everyone I've watched is just like, please end. I'm tired.
It's only 45 minutes.
I want to go to bed. Yeah, so next time we're going to get a little musical with our best picture for the next year, which is, hold on, let me make sure I get this right. Because this was
1929.
Well, they came out in 1927, but the actual award was in 1929.
Yeah, which is weird.
But like, gee, I said, it was four movies from 27 to 28. So the next award show is actually for 1928 and 1929. And it's called The Broadway Melody of 1929. So that is the next one we will cover.
It's the same song as Michael's experience with this
movie. Oh, God.
Do you guys know
that is in, or the Broadway Melodies in Singing in the Rain? That's one of the songs. It's all the catalog that I forgot. It's MGM, I think.
MGM. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Singing in the Rain is basically all of MGM's catalog of songs. They're like, we need to make a movie out of all these songs. I'm like, okay.
It's a compilation movie.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Great movie.
And they actually did it twice or a couple times. Like, they have for each decade, they try to do it. If you want to follow us, do it on Instagram.com/Hell6MoviePodcast. Go to Twitter.com/Hell6MoviePod. Hell6MoviePodcast@gmail.com is our email if you guys want to send us an email. And like I said, follow us on That's Good Stuff YouTube channel. And tell us what you think. If you're going to go through this journey with us, tell us what you think of each movie. We'd like to hear that. And
I love if you guys watched Wings and then tell us what you thought.
That would be great.
Yeah. In fact, we're just going to dedicate this channel to Wings now.
It just morphs into Wings, the TV show. So
let's remake Wings.
We probably could.
I mean, Jared, could you give us a silent version of our outing?
Well said. Well said. Well said, sir.
See you next time.